Welcome to the Moldavite Podcast, where we explore the energetic side of the universe. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the all-new Moldavite Podcast, where we talk about Moldavite, meteorites, tektites, and some other interesting minerals found right here on Earth. My name is Levi, the Moldavite Guy, and this is Episode 3. Alright, so today's show is going to be a little bit different. I had actually been preparing to do a show about Moldavite and rose quartz, but for whatever reason, the last 3 weeks, I keep running into blocks. Like, I don't know if it's internal or just some Mercury in your retrograde or what. I decided to go ahead and talk about kind of what's been going on the last few years. So it doesn't matter if you're a longtime listener or just tuning in for the first time. This being episode number 3, the second episode was posted about a year ago. And if you're wondering why there's been such a long delay, well, my business is built around Moldavite. It's a primary mineral. I work with a lot of other tektites, meteorites, some really, really cool high-energy minerals, but Moldavite is just, that's the one I'm really drawn to. All right, so I'm going to assume that most of you all listening probably know about, not only know about Moldavite, but you're probably up on what has been going on with Moldavite. With the whole explosion of popularity through TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, you name the social media platform, 2021 was the year of Moldavite. And actually, if you think about it from a numerological standpoint, 2021 was 5. It was a 5 year. What's 5? Change, massive change. What's Moldavite? The stone of transformation. A lot of change very fast. So what do you think is going to happen to a business that works with primarily Moldavite during a 5 year? When people are stuck at home during a pandemic, digging season in the Czech Republic is essentially shut down because of it, and popularity goes through the roof on social media. You guessed it. We were insanely busy. So as you can guess, I had almost no time to focus on the podcast. So again, if you're a longtime listener, you checked out the videos on YouTube maybe years ago, or you're just tuning in now as a new listener, you have not missed out on anything. We are just getting started. Now, this being the year of 2022, I've been working with Moldavite for about 6 years now. Any of you that are new to Moldavite, no doubt you've probably heard a lot of crazy stories about, you know, people's lives getting turned upside down, all kinds of crazy stuff happening. And while some of that is, yes, it's absolutely true, you've also got to take some of that with a grain of salt. Now I'll share a little bit about my Moldavite experience. It began about 6 years ago. At the time, I was living in a camper with no power, no water, and I didn't realize it then, but I was actually on a journey, internal journey, to know thyself. That journey led me to Moldavite. So I would get home from work, turn my headlamp on, get the Moldavite out. At the time, I had probably 1 or 2 dozen pieces, a little bit of silver wire, a pair of wire cutters, and a pair of pliers. No joke. These were not bead-making pliers. These were kind of some makeshift electrical pliers. And that's what I had to work with. I didn't realize it at the time, but things began to change and move very quickly. Looking back, it's almost like you have a second perspective. Because when you're in the moment, you don't quite realize how much change is happening all around you. And it's like you're on a train and you look out the window and the world around you is moving so fast, but yet you don't realize it. Within 6 months of working with Moldavite, I went to a Moldavite channeling ceremony. Now, that's a whole nother story in itself. So fast forward, I think it was within a year, year and a half, I actually moved to North Carolina. My entire world had changed. I went from living an off-grid lifestyle, no power, no water, to living an apartment where you simply flip a switch, you can turn on the faucet, you've got water, running water and lights. I know that might sound kind of strange to y'all, but when you are used to living a certain way for a certain amount of time, there's a psychological shift that takes place. My entire outer world had changed. Everyone, everything, everywhere that I was familiar with was gone. So for whatever reason, I felt like this was where I was meant to be. We're going to hit the fast forward button one more time. And granted, this is not the entire story, but we're just bear with me. There's way too much to share in just this one show. So 2019, I had met the love of my life. I was doing what I absolutely loved, which was working with moldavite and crystals and making jewelry. I was quite happy. You know, I essentially had a job for myself, and that was it. I wasn't, you know, making a whole lot, but I was content. Now, toward the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020, we all know what happened. 2020 marked the beginning of change for everyone worldwide. It's almost like collectively, we decided to try a new timeline out. We decided, hey, what if 2020, we all go and explore an alternate timeline, a parallel reality, if you will, one where a pandemic sweeps across the world, an unlimited number of variables, supply chains disrupted, riots, news, constant news, put on a mask, nope, the mask doesn't work, try a different mask, nope, that one doesn't work, double mask, wait a minute. Haven't we seen all this before? Let's dial it back a few notches. Let's get back to the Moldavite life. Now breathe with me. Inhale. Exhale. Are you relaxed? I hope so. All right. So, Moldavite life. Just about everybody that's into crystals, minerals, and metaphysical energy, the healing properties, was not able to get out to their local crystal shop. They're stuck at home. They're shopping online, and they want Moldavite because everybody on TikTok is talking about it. Tick to the talk till you don't stop. Sad to say, but yeah, that's the truth of it. I think TikTok was definitely a driving factor in the popularity of Moldavite coming into the age of 2021. As the world was waking up to the magic of Moldavite, I was just barely keeping up with orders on my shop on Etsy. It got to the point where there were so many orders coming in, I literally could not keep up. So my girlfriend began to help me out. We were working many times till about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning to get orders out. The next step of that, the next phase came along, approaching Christmas time. And the orders were not slowing down. They were only accelerating. I still remember it. One day we sat down on the couch. I said, look, we've got two choices. We can either raise prices to slow this down or get an office space and hire some help. So that's what we did. Now, keep in mind, this is right around Christmas time, where they say the pandemic essentially accelerated trends approximately 5 years. So everybody is shopping online. At the same time, you got the popularity of Moldavite going through the roof. And we were doing everything we could to keep up. Now, here we are, 2022, about a year later. There are four of us working now. It's not just me anymore. All right, so here's an interesting question. For those of you that are new to Moldavite, what do you think it'd be like if you were around Moldavite all day long? Maybe I'll see if somebody here wants to get on the podcast and talk about that. Might be kind of interesting. All right, well, you know, again, I love Moldavite. It truly is my passion. So I'm going to put a call out to you right now. Yes, you, listening to the podcast right now. If you've been working with Moldavite for just a little while or maybe even for years, do you have a story that you want to share? Do you have an experience, a Moldavite experience? So here's what you do. Go to moldavitejewelry.com, click on contact, and then fill out the form. I would love to hear from you. Now it's time for our last segment, Lesson for the Day. At the end of each show, I like to reflect back and share something that I've learned over the years. And this lesson also relates to today as well. Now, I used to go bodyboarding when I lived in Virginia Beach. And there were these waves. Sometimes they were large waves. Sometimes they were small waves. And sometimes they simply waved at you. Either way, so riding waves was something that I truly enjoyed. It was almost like sliding down the hill with snow. The opposite of that would be a speed bump. you're riding down the road, you may not necessarily want to slow down, but you're forced to slow down because it's better for your car. So when life throws you hills, mountains, and waves, just try to ride them the best you can because you're going forward. You're going forward to your goal. And if your goal is important enough for you to slow down or speed up or ride it, you know, any best way you can, just know that you'll get there. You will achieve your goal in divine timing. All right, that about does it for today's show. My name is Levi, the Moldavite guy, and this is the Moldavite Podcast. If you would like to help support the show, please check out my website, moldavitejewelry.com. And remember, if you've got a Moldavite experience or question of your own, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. If you know somebody that's all excited about the Moldavite and think they might enjoy the show, then please share it with them. Until next time, take care and show your Moldavite a little bit of love.